how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on. Welcome all to our program today and this Saturday, October 1st. Can you believe it? 2016. Well, I didn't think we'd make it that far, but the good Lord had other plans, and he's the one that decides when the time is up. Here we are today, and Art is going to be with us in the first hour, and I will have a special program myself, solo, in the second hour, in which I want to comment on an episode of history in the military establishment that is so important to understanding why we are in the mess that we are in since the previous century. First, I'd just like to mention, you know, ancient Israel, our forebears, was divided. There were the 10 northern tribes, as they were called, the House of Israel. And then there was Judah, which separated from the tribes of Israel under Rehoboam. There was the kingdom of Jeroboam in the north and Rehoboam in the south. And if you study the book of Chronicles in the second book, it's noteworthy to look at these enemies of Israel, the Edomites, as we called them, the Edomians, who were really fewer in number than Israel. They didn't have the ability or the might at that time to take out revenge against Israel and Judah, which they hated because they were the tribes of Jacob. These children are the children of Esau, the children of the devil. So they couldn't do it by a civil war between them. So Judah apparently suffered the loss of 120,000 men in one day. Second Chronicles chapter 28, verse 6. Another 200,000 men of Judah, remember Judah and Israel warring each other, inhabitants were taken captive by Israel along with much of its goods and the spoils of war. So the Edomites basically took advantage at that point of Judah's weakened condition, and in their vengeance had come and attacked Judah. And what do? They carried away captives, as it says in 2 Chronicles 28:17. Thus, when Judah was torn by the ravages of civil war, it was Edom who had crushed in and took over and ransacked the place, the land, and took the inhabitants into captivity. So this was a temporary thing, of course, but God allowed it to happen. He allowed this division to take place, and he's allowing it to take place now, folks, today, as now Esau and these sons of Cain, the Kenites, are all gathered to make war, not so much on the people, but on God and his elect, his children today, who are trying to expose his game plan. So, folks, be wise. Wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove, as it says in the scriptures. Well, let me welcome Art from Philly back to the program today. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call. How do I sound for you today?
You're sounding very good right now, so let's hope we keep it that way. And, like I said, welcome back. It's been a rough week. I don't mean in terms of silly debates and all of that sort of nonsense, but in terms of what's really going on that's not making big news in the establishment corrupt media, and that is the economic happenings across the globe, particularly in Europe right now. And what do you think about some of the things we sent you, and I'm sure you saw on your own, concerning Germany and this major collapse in this German banking system now?
Right. You mentioned Deutsche Bank, which is part of the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
And just looking at their track history there. It looks like their price over earnings ratio is almost negative 2. Normally it's around 20. Even their proxy in the U.S., J.P. Morgan, is roughly a price over earnings ratio of 11. So that's about half of what's normal for the bank. So even though J.P. Morgan, which is the same part of the Rothschilds over here, the proxy for the Rothschilds as Deutsche Bank is for Europe, it looks like they're starting to see a major crisis here. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with precious metals, because Merkel said she's not going to support them, and that means they basically have to go out on the street and get financing. So that's going to be real interesting. It looks like it's a real possibility that they might do the same thing with what happened in Japan, where you have to pay them for them having your money. So you may have negative equity in their positions. The big thing is they're going after bonds. Okay, that was a big thing with the bond trading scandals we heard in the past, with the FICO scandals, where they were basically suppressing the rates so they could get the business. So now we're going to see what really happens when the rubber hits the road over the bond trading. So,
well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the part that people should pay attention to. Is, you know, we hear about helicopter money, you know, now we're hearing about jetter, you know, really fighter jet money being brought in. No longer is it necessary or even convenient to bring in the helicopter money, but to bail in these banks is now becoming something that is obviously not enough. You know, the American economy is doing terrible these days. The housing bubble crisis is here. We're seeing all these signs in the Adamic nations of Europe, and we're seeing the signs taking place across the Western Hemisphere that are financial meltdown. So the question has to do with these derivatives, these hedge funds that are now going, I guess, belly up from what we hear, and investments taken out of them for pensions in states like my own and elsewhere across America. And then you look at the bond markets and what's happening with all of this together, with all of this together. How much longer do you think it can go on before something new happens?
Well, if I had that crystal ball, I would know what to do in the market and become super rich, like I forget the guy's name who was.
How about Soros? You can do it, Soros.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's one. George Schwartz, yes.
Yeah. The guy who basically was work with Aaron Russo from Freedom to Fascism. Who was part of.
I remember Aaron Russo quite well. But,
right,
anyway,
but his,
that's okay. Neither here nor there. What does it portend? What does it show? What does it mean?
All right, they're showing new lows on what they call credit default swaps, okay? Which is what happened in the housing bubble in 2008, where the credit default swaps basically crashed, you know, the market by trillions of dollars. So given that Deutsche Bank is, you know, in the bond market, there's two types of bond market. There's the bond market for housing, which we see, for instance, here in Jenny Mae's, Fannie Mae's, and there's the bond market for municipal bonds, you know, investing anything from roads to your community. So if the bond market crashes and they can no longer keep that financing because of the crash, that means any bonds that are outstanding in your community, your state, or a government, you know, at the federal level, means that they have to come up with the money and pay the debt back or take a big haircut on it, which then basically migrates across the, you know, the entire economic community of the planet. So that's going to be interesting.
See, that's the whole point is it's a global issue now. We're no longer a nation. We're no longer independent as America. We thought we were, and Donald Trump can say he's going to bring us back to that stage, which he cannot do. But the fact of the matter is that we are now one little cog in the machinery of these criminals, the Rothschild and affiliated banking conglomerations, in this grand scheme of theft. It is a scheme of theft and wholesale felony robbery on a scale that has been unprecedented in history, economic history.
Right. And a big part of this no one's talking about yet is, you know, everybody talks about the economic miracle in China, but has anybody actually looked at how much debt they have? And right, I mean, it's at least $40 trillion of debt. From what I've heard, you know, I don't have the exact figure. Someone could call in with that number, but that's where the bond money is. It's invested it over there, and that was based on hope that their economy was going to grow through all the trade in the world and pay back that debt. Doesn't look like that's going to pan out. No. So we're starting to see the end result of it. Deutsche Bank is probably just one of the first ones to crash.
It's not happening. Communist China is in the hole, and they're obviously getting anxious about it. They are militarily stronger now than they've ever been. America is overextended now, and the Third World War for America is beginning right now in Syria. And we've said this for the last year or so, but now it's getting serious with Kerry Cohen and his Russian counterpart arguing over this collapse of this agreement that they had. Well, what's happening here is, again, the Rothschild banks. They're financing both sides. And the United States is financing, supplying, and nurturing what they call ISIS among the so-called rebel factions. So here you have the two-sided nose and the two-sided face of these liars like Cohen and Obama over there to Israel to commemorate poor Shimon Peres's legacy of death and destruction. And here they are already planning the final touches on Israel's plan to bring down Syria, take down President Assad, and bring about that that one goal of theirs to expand, to have that Eretz Israel, the map showing from the Euphrates to the Nile. They want to continue till they get their job done. And there's an open stated policy to that effect. So what are we talking about here? Talking about economic collapse? We're talking about militarism, political upheaval across the world? And I'm just waiting to see this religious one world system now take place. It's all happening, sub rosa art. It's happening while the media have ignored what's been going on in Jerusalem, that big conflagration that was just held this past month. And what came out of it, we don't even know. All of the diabolical plans to bring together the religious community to support the political beast system. But one thing we do know is it cannot go on any longer. I don't have to be schooled in economics or knowledgeable. You don't. But we do know that bubble now is so big that the air is expanding, it seems, to the point of collapse, of breakage, you know, of just blowing up. So that's the question, is how and when and how devastating will it be? Because you know and I know, Art, it's going to affect everybody's pensions, everybody's, retirement, this whole Social Security Ponzi scheme. Everything that is now part of your support system is being taken away from you. They're pulling the rug out from under you. And that's the way I see it. That's the way I see it, Art.
Right, and economically, ISIS, what you call the U.S., and it is shown that they got funded by the U.S. There's a live leak just yesterday showing the actual, in East Aleppo, that they showed they had war material from the U.S. Right. Part of the reason that started, just to let you know, is the water system for West Aleppo is controlled by the east side, and they shut off the water system. And nobody talks about the fact that was a major reason, in addition to the Syrian army being killed, why that treaty is breaking down.
Oh, yeah, water has been essentially shut down. You're right. You're right, absolutely.
Right. And nobody talks about Palestine, I believe, in Gaza, where they shut down the water system from Israel, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that genocide is going on. But if you realize that ISIS primarily in there, if you look at the flag, it's really Saudi Arabia. They're going after Yemen. You know, they're going into Syria. They're a proxy. Now, if you remember back to the Bretton Woods Agreement, back in the Nixon administration, the thing that held up the U.S. economy is the petrodollar. Okay?
The Saudi Arabian Kissinger deal. That was Kissinger.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not the gold standard. It's basically our trading asset of having Saudi Arabian oil, Middle East oil, you know, obviously now Iraq too, trade in U.S. dollars. Now, if Saudi Arabia gets into big trouble, which it looks like they are, if they don't win the wars in Yemen, they don't win the wars in Syria as our proxy, then what happens is, in addition to having to suppress price of oil in the global markets, if that collapses enough, then the U.S. economy, based on the petrodollar from Bretton Woods, is going down the rat hole, down the tubes, as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's where I think.
Yeah. It has to be that, as I said, there are so many facets to this complicated. Just simplifying it down to basic economics is sufficient to understand that no matter what you think, we're dealing with a house of cards, folks. We're dealing with a paper aristocracy, if you will. No money, no assets, no hard gold in the economies of any of these countries that was stolen from them by the World Bank and the IMF over the years. And they've got it all. They've got it in the vaults of the Rothschilds. And they've taken just about all of it, not every single, you know, piece or bar of gold, the bullion. However, the point is, we have been off that standard for a long time. And as you point out, around that same time that the Saudis were enlisted to do the dirty work for this monetary cabal, the petrodollar was emerging. But first, we had to see the, I guess it was the gold window, or was it just after that? The gold window was shut down completely internationally, Art, right?
Right. Now, the interesting thing is, when 9/11 occurred, if you look at you know, some of the past history, that's where they stored all the gold, is in those World Trade Centers. And it wasn't owned by America. It was owned by the Rothschild banks with their vaults underneath the World Trade Center. So they moved them around. They're still in New York City. I'm not sure where they are now. But, you know, we don't have that gold. The largest supply of gold in the entire planet is in the United States, in New York City. But it's not owned by the American people. It's owned by the Rothschild banking interests.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting if they allow these thieves, the Rothschilds, to basically get away with stealing the American gold, since they got it literally out of Fort Knox and put it up there to control, you know, who owns, you know, the physical assets of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
right.
going to be interesting to see what happens. You know,
all of this harkens back to the pointed pyramid on the dollar bill. You're aware of that. I think we're all aware of that. You know, the pyramid being a satanic Masonic symbol, and it appears right on the dollar bill. 1933, Roosevelt, their man, came into office, and in 1934, just a year later, they had passed through Congress. They passed the Gold Reserve Act, among other things. There was a whole slew now of legislation passed, and Congress bought the whole package almost entirely. And that Gold Reserve Act, Art, what it did was it effectively took America off the gold standard, and people were ordered by the government to turn in every possession of gold. And if they didn't, would face jail. They would actually be in prison, this free nation, this Roosevelt idea of freedom and liberty. So they did, and they went to the banks, they handed in the gold to the Treasury, and guess what they got in return? Script. They got script, pieces of paper, while at the same time, now, mind you, foreign governments and foreign entities were allowed to purchase gold, you see? So then and there, this communist revolution, this Yiddish satanic revolution was taking place in America using Roosevelt and the Treasury Secretary and the whole staff, most of which had been identified later as communists for the Soviet Union. Then we could see how they were internationalizing America even back then. My goodness, you know, we're talking, she was almost, you know, over three quarters of a century ago, almost a century. They were already destroying your future. Destroying the future of unborn generations. That's how diabolical these criminal gangsters are.
Right.
Let's not forget that.
But also remember this. This is what I've seen, for instance, in opposing them in political races. I'll wait to the break to comment.
All right. We will wait with bated breath. Art and I are having a great discussion. Very important subject, folks. Remember, it's not he who makes the laws or gets elected. It's he who owns the gold that counts. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. We're hearing a lot about you these days. All right, we're back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored with Art. And before I just have you finish the comment you wanted to make, Art, I want to mention that I did an interview this past week in the UK. No, I didn't go there. I did it from here in America. And I did it with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. And it will be presented on his radio network coming up in just a week or so on a Thursday. So you should go to his website. And you should listen to his programs, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. And he's waiting to hear from you. He'd love to hear from you. As you know, he wrote the book, The Synagogue of Satan, and a number of other pieces, also in the July-August edition of the Barnes Review and the AFP. He is appearing on his article concerning the genocide of the white race. So, with that having said, all right, Art, give us your little piece here that you want to say.
My viewpoint is that the Zionists, the Israelis, the Rothschilds, organized crime, all the same organization. When I actually was involved with some political races locally, I could see that people think that these guys have a lot of power, and they don't. When you actually compete against them and oppose them, you can see that they are holding on by a needle thread. The amount of support they have, they're virtually almost eternally on the verge of collapse of their power. You can see it in the way they're running the banks. You can see how close this race is that they're running against, you know, between the two major political parties. So one thinks that these guys really are so powerful. When you actually stand up to them and actually compete with them, you will see they're not really as powerful as you think. They're just it's very easy to push over their power base if you just focus in on it and do it. So that's the point I want people to understand, is they're not omnipotent. I mean, if they were so powerful, why is it that it's taken this long to deal with the Syrian issue?
Well, they're not invincible, ultimately, but I will say this. Anyone who studied their history of their agents in Europe and America and studied Illuminism, particularly as the synagogue of Satan, and they have studied, the whole revolution in Europe from Italy to Germany, from Bismarck, you know, to some of the others who were involved, Mazzini in particular, Cavour, all of these men in the post-Napoleonic age, we find that the House of Rothschild had come up with a blueprint for the end times of their whole kit and caboodle. This is where the points of the Talmud need to be exposed heavily, and as well as the protocols of the learned elders of Zion art. My feeling is this. They drafted their documents. I believe it was Albert Pike who had given his signature to all of this for the 20th century. It would be World War I and World War II and finally World War III, and the banking system, the banking economic system, would also result in destruction of the old economic and political order. See, they want to destroy the old order which they ran, and then ultimately usher in a new banking system, a new political one world global union, and then would like to bring about that final beast system, if you will, which would be a religiously based beast system. And when all of this does fail, as it will, because you cannot meld iron and clay together, they will not hold, then Satan, you know, Johnny on the spot will come. But that's the biblical solution. So, and I don't see, a lot of people do think it's out of control, but I see it as part of their dialectic, that out of this chaos will come a new world order. That's my feeling anyhow, you know. So you might want to mull that around too.
Right. Yeah, you bring up a good point. But I would just say that I found there's a lot of people opposing them, and their power is not as...
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I mean, I encounter people every day who, out of a crowd, there's one here, there's a couple there, they're savvy, they know about all of this, they know about 9/11, and they know about the New World Order. And they are trying to prepare for it. But the masses, of course, that's a whole nother matter. Hey, folks, you can join in anytime, Art and Rick, by dialing us today. Toll free, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
And we're back. Okay, and we shall continue right now. And I hit my mic here, so I don't know. I guess we're still coming in pretty good on my end, right, Sam? Okay, all right. Well, anyway, the other news that relates to all of this in the military-industrial media complex in the past week or so is of interest as well, Art. As you probably heard, the United States military, that's the Pentagon, is building a $100 million drone base in Africa. This, of course, is like Niger, I believe, plans to have this cocoa-colored wasteland that surrounds it. Apparently, it's going to have large facilities for drone attacks, and so drone bases under construction there. We have this drone controversy here in the United States of drones being used for good and for being used for evil. But again, what in the world is this government doing that is totally out of control? It is completely divorced of reality. The American public has no, absolutely, I say, no input whatsoever into this government because of those who rule it. As I alluded earlier, the Rothschild, refrain. We don't care about who runs for president. We don't care about who makes the laws. We control your economy, and don't forget it, Buster. We own you. We own your money. because it's ours. And this is the attitude of these murderers and killers going back to the biblical times, which I quoted. So people are starving in the streets. There are more soup kitchens open now than ever before. People are going week to week with their checks, paychecks, and they're still heavily in debt, more so than ever before. So, you know, all of this, Art, is just one example of just how out of control this government is. Did you hear any word of that discussed in the circus of last Monday night?
No, you didn't hear anything. Neither one of them talked about a couple of things like that. Yeah, we're going to stop illegal immigration. What about legal immigration replacing, you know, tens of thousands of American jobs per month?
Okay?
Neither party said anything about that.
Well, did you hear Lying Lester bring it up?
Oh, about the booming economy while there's 90 million Americans underemployed or unemployed?
You don't think that Martha Raddatz is going to do any better, do you? I mean, you know, again, it's silly because people can be glued to the set for a few minutes or half an hour or whatever, tune in, tune out. They think it's the kosher thing to do, you know, politically correct.
Oh, I watched, did you watch last night?
And they watch what? I watched reruns again of The Honeymooners that I've seen hundreds of times. That's the, you know, the extent of my viewing. I couldn't be bothered because we already know up front that everything is in the bag. It's a fix. No matter who is elected, if there is a legitimate election, that's a big if, they will follow orders or else. You know, we saw what happened with JFK, with Dimona. We saw what happened with Nixon when he got too big for his britches. And we saw what happened with really, he comes right down to it. Jimmy Carter got shafted as bad a man as he was in 4 years. You know, they used him and threw him out like a wet towel.
Right.
You know?
So, and then they brought
it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'm doing too much talking. Go ahead.
Well, then he brought in Reagan, who was nothing but a proxy for the Brofman Crime Syndicate. And in technology, the industry I'm in, basically with the 1986 Tax Reform Act, that's when they started destroying jobs for Americans, American labor, and replacing it with other labor. As a matter of fact, when they passed the 1986 Tax Reform Act, I talked to Congressman Dick Schultz of southeastern Pennsylvania. And his assistant, Graham Hartwell, called back and he said, we knew the mafia sponsored the tax law. So then I saw companies like General Electric, where you tried to do business with them, and the 12 sponsors of that tax law, like Volt, as an example. There was a couple others, Computer Horizons, which was one of them. They had a list and says only these vendors are allowed to do business anymore with General Electric, which was an aerospace company. A kick in the teeth to every American out there. But before that, in the early 60s, they started it with the minority contracting. You know, if you look at who gets preference for bidding on federal contracts, state contracts, anything else, the only one who doesn't have a preference is white middle-class Americans.
You got it. And that, again, is part of that white genocide we've been talking about with Andrew Hitchcock. It's real.
Right.
It's not imagined. It's real. It is a deliberate process to destroy in this country and our European brothers and sisters the white middle class. And that's the backbone of any country. Look what happened in South Africa. Look at what's happening there today. Now, they're calling up a draft, you know. This is going to be in the Middle East. And we're seeing this in Rhodesia. We're seeing this genocide. And not a word in the corrupt New York Times about anything real. Nothing real, just fakery.
Well, Michael Bloomfield owns the New York Times, and he's been on CNN,
uh-huh.
A major presenter there is Wolf Blitzer of AI PAC.
Yes, presenter.
And he says,
I like
can't we give these people a chance to get a job over here? Well, what about giving the 90 million underemployed and unemployed Americans a chance to get a job over here? You know,
well, that would be asking too much of a sacrifice on their part, wouldn't it?
Right. And what about the New York Times article right after Hillary and Bill Clinton, when they left the White House, you know, after destroying, you know, taking all the material out of there, like their dishes and all, went over to India, and was right in the New York Times. What happened to Bill Clinton? He's playing India now. He's over there saying, oh, I'm going to help out these people with the disasters. And he's over there with Rajat Gupta, the convicted felon, you know, from Goldman Sachs. And they're talking about how they can basically replace U.S. labor with Indian high-technology labor. Nobody talks about that. That's not an issue. It's just 10,000 people a month, you know, dump out of jobs. So that's not an issue to talk about, really.
Major issue. They won't even bring up the Mark Rich pardon. They won't bring that up at all.
Right.
No, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. You never hear about Waco anymore. You never hear about Janet Reno and what she did. You never hear about the militia movement and the, you know, the murder that took place in America by the FBI of a mother with a baby in her arms. You know, you never hear about that stuff anymore. You just don't hear about it. It's just forgotten. Everybody seems to have forgotten it but me and a few others.
Right.
And, you know, it gets to be overload after a while. You have to keep looking the details up, but it's real.
So after Clinton went over there for the junkets, all of a sudden the Indians gave, in OpenSecrets.org, they gave all these Indian families gave all these contributions for Hillary to win the New York Senate seat. And by the way, does anybody talk about the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So Hillary Clinton could win that seat?
John Kennedy.
Right. Nobody talks about that issue either. That's just not
a it was just a plane accident. Come on now, you conspiracy theorists.
Just like Wellstone running opposed the Iraq War.
Paul Wellstone, And going back to the days of John Tower in Texas and others as well that I could think of if I just scratched my head. There's a whole bunch of them that had some misfortunes along the way.
Right.
And last week you mentioned, I think it was last week, you mentioned, you know, Forrestal. And how he was the first Secretary of Defense and how he met with a misfortune as well. That ties into my next hour because that's going to be really heavy about the military and how it's changed to suit the needs of the invisible hand and how they're using America and the whole previous 20th century to now to accomplish their nefarious goals through the media. But anyway, you're right. You bring up all good issues again, Art. Good economic issues, financial issues, jobs gone, taken away, the H-1B visas, all of that going on right now. And what are they talking about? Building walls, you know? I mean, hello, it's a little too late for that.
Yeah. The one thing that Trump does talk about is saying he wants to invest in America. Well, it's a good speech. Yeah. I'd have to see some real action on what he's, you know, what he says is really nice. The question is there any real activity that's going to represent his voice if he was to get in power? At least he's talking about the issues, whereas, you know, Hillary's just basically suppressing it, trying to keep the status quo of all this corruption.
Well, who are we going to have as Secretary of Labor, for instance? Who are we going to have there? We're going to have another Rubens there?
We'll probably have Carlina Ferroni, who basically worked with the mob since she was back there at AT&T and all the way up through HP. And she
Summers, HP, the outsourcing of jobs. You know, these are the people who dominate and run the administrations, you know. Who was the little short guy? What was his name? What do we call him? Robert Reich? The Third Reich, we called him? The little short guy that was the Secretary of Labor, was he?
Right.
Under Clinton, wasn't it? I think it was under Clinton, You know, there's a whole host of cast of characters that they all come out of the same pit, you know, the same dog pit, and the CFR, and the CED, and these other interlocking groups.
Right, and if you look at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you know, they're all for this job outsourcing. And the interesting thing, if you look at the board of directors of the 12 regions of the Federal Reserve Bank, you can look on, you know, in noplaceforcorruption.com, I identify it, but you can look on the websites of the 12 regions, and it shows the board members. The same board members that are on the Federal Reserve Bank in the 12 regions are the same ones tied in with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce outsourcing all the American jobs. Go figure.
Right. And you bring this out, some of it, on your website, right?
Right.
And that is, folks, mark it down in case you haven't heard yet, because we do get in and out new listeners all the time. We're talking, of course, with Art in Philly. Art's website is www.noplaceforcorruption.com. And he updates it as often as he can. So, all the things you bring out are so true. Nothing like this comes up You know, even this business of foreign policy is foreign. It doesn't make any sense at all. Here we are again. We're in Korea. I was going to say Korea, but again, that's another disaster. Korea, Southeast Asia, the China Straits, and so on. But look at what the United States is doing for its bitch, you know, in Israel-Saudi connections in Syria, destroying the whole country, just like we did in Iraq, just like we did in Afghanistan, and then pointing the finger at Russia, and Russia's pointing it back, and rightfully so. But meanwhile, the banksters are arming and supplying both sides. I mean, the military-industrial complex is a part of the banking system, let's face it. It has to be. Who supplies the money? Who makes the money? Who are the arms merchants? You know, we had a Hollywood studio here a few years ago. You probably remember. We had a major studio that was set up, and it was a front for arms merchants, Jewish Israeli arms merchants. And they were producing pictures as a cover, as their front. And this is all documented. You know, it was just big news a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And now it's all forgotten. It's like, who cares? The little guy is suffering. People are, like I say, they're surviving on their checks, Social Security checks, week to week, having more babies that they can't afford. State will come in, take care of them, because Medicaid, Medicare, they just print the money, they fill the coffers, and people go and collect and take care of them. But what happens when it's cut off? This is why they know they can keep people distracted with circuses. Think. You've got to think. What happens when the money stops being printed and you have nothing and you don't get that deposit anymore? What are you going to do then? See, they don't think.
Well, I think they'll print the money just like Zimbabwe did. So people will get the printed dollars. You know, what you can buy with them is another story.
Well, and then there'll be a new currency, and you talk about haircuts. Well, of course, whatever you've had in the bank will be devaluated again in a new currency, you know? But I don't even think it'll be paper. I think at this point, soon we'll see a digital entry. We'll see a digital-based system that will go worldwide. They have to produce some sort of worldwide banking system currency now. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to see when that will be implemented between the wars and what will be the excuse. They'll say, unfortunately, no, it wasn't Al-Qaeda, it was ISIS again, or it was Al-Shabaab again, or it was particularly Khorasan group now is active, and we'll find out who, but they hacked the banking system, and it was a major cyber attack. And that'll be the excuse. And the American people will be told to rally around the flag and support their government, just like they did in the 1930s and in the war years in 1939. You know, the same minutiae.
Right, and we did it in 9/11, you know,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Where we had, you know, it's in a big rush, we had to fight somebody. Fight who? First of all, we don't even know the facts. And that's where George Carlin said is the American people, they just want people smart enough to run the machines and not smart enough to understand critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing that's missing in America, and that's due to the fact that thanks to the Annenberg family, for dumbing down America through their education programs, working with Operation Mockingbird and Cord Meyer, the CIA agent, identified as being one of the major players in the assassination of JFK. So they've been working at that for decades, in dumbing down America. And what do they want to do? Once they get the kids dumbed down enough, and they basically wreck the American public education system, their solution is charter schools. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah,
well, who owns the charter schools? Who owns the charter schools? The mafia, the mikbah. Okay, as an example, look at K12.com. Convicted felon Mike Milliken. Yeah, he's educating our kids, right? And what happens then? Now what happens is everyone who pays property tax has to pay to the mafia with no representation of how their money's being spent. Forget the school boards. Now it's just going to go right to the charter school. Okay, with no accountability to the people.
Such a deal.
Right, it is a good deal for them.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Right.
You know, they always say, you lose, we win, you know? So it's a win-win for them either way. you know, temporarily anyway, while they continue to rake in whatever's left of the money to take. And now they even eat off of each other and feed off of each other, and they manage to go out of business with a nice healthy parachute too, as right. You know, in many cases. Mm.
Well, I saw in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure you saw it in Rhode Island,
yes.
That the FBI says, you know, when the mob wants to take over a community, they get the mayor, the chief of police, mm-hmm. and the prosecutor, mm-hmm. they control the community. So yeah. Back in, let's see, the last administration we had here in Pennsylvania, what happened is they got the prosecutor, who then became the governor. And during that time, they looked the other way while the mafia basically put in casinos in the state. Okay, and then they started the charter schools. Nobody's been prosecuted.
Now this is post Rendell.
Yeah, post Rendell. Yes.
Okay.
Corbett. Rendell's part of it too.
Right. Before it happened. Okay. Let's take a break. And good points today, folks. With Art, a lot more to come. Listen up. Join us at 800-313-9443 before it's too late. We'll be right back with Rick Adams Uncensored.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, I'll believe that from W. I do think he has spoken a little bit of truth here inadvertently. All right, folks, we're back now with Art in Philly, and I think a lot of people are just spellbound right now by what we are saying. They just cannot fathom the depth of the economic collapse that is impending worldwide, and that's the key. It's not going to be just a little ripple effect in your bank account or your CDs or any of your affiliated, a particular entities in your portfolio, retirements, all of that are affected worldwide, which would be quite devastating for the whole world. And it would amount to, right here in America, an entire collapse of the economic system, and it would definitely ripple throughout the economy to the devastating point where people would indeed experience all kinds of shortages, food shortages, things like that, trucking, all of the things that people need cash for and the cash flow to sustain their businesses. So, I mean, we hear the commercials, we've got the sponsors, what are you doing about? What are you doing about it? And how can you prepare? Now, with me, it's a spiritual thing. It's like, hey, if Elijah could be fed, from a raven, and he was living in a cave, and that was thousands of years back. I think he could do the same for me, and I believe it with all my heart. Now, you take other measures. Sure, you do. You don't go out in the street at night, midnight, without being able to see, or to drive without headlights, or do anything like that. So you want to take physical precautions as well, but this thing is not going to be very pleasant. It's going to be nasty. And, the war that they had us bring to Europe and to Asia, Art, is going to, be a very devastating replication here because, it was merciless. The bombing, the carpet bombing, children, women and men, all were targets, civilians as well. It was called a total war. And that's what they're doing to us now. That's what they're going to do if they have their way, you see.
Right, I agree. But I think the fact we still have freedom of speech, we're talking here, and people are listening, I think there's a lot of hope to turn things around. But we have to get off our butts collectively and start actually doing something. I would say one of the easiest things for people to do is go to a school board meeting and ask them who's getting the contracts, such as the school lunch contract.
You know,
who's getting the... I forget the name of that. The ARA, for instance. Is ARA getting your school lunch contracts for your school? Who do you think owns that? Okay. Who's doing your school bus leasing contracts? Okay.
Sure.
Who's getting the contracts for your books that you're using there? Who's involved with Common Core? And No Child Left Behind. Then ask every one of those people who support that. How much are you getting in kickbacks from these vendors and organized crime that you're supporting?
Absolutely. Yeah. But people are too lazy to go and do that. People are too lazy to go out at night or in the daytime, whenever the school committees meet, or any other group, to do anything about it. They just simply don't want to. Now, I have Chris in Las Vegas on the line, and it's too late this hour. If you wish to just stay on, Casey has a question for you, Art. You're welcome to stay on 5 minutes or so, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay with me, and we'll come right back to Art and Chris in Las Vegas. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Hour number two is coming right up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.